You know what? For 4th of July, you're going to be grilling out. You don't want to make mistakes. Everybody wants their steak done different, right? Okay, how are you going to keep track of everything? Chef IQ Sense. This is really simple because you can do it on different settings for each of the little prongs. You just stick it in, say, all right, I need this one medium. There's that one person that's got to have it medium well, and then there's a person that wants it medium rare. You can just set the thermometer right to it, and Chef IQ Sense makes it very simple.
Yeah, before you kick them out, you got an idea here. Yeah,
there you go. I mean,
why would I kick them out?
Get out of here, your medium rare nonsense. Okay.
What's wrong with medium rare?
It's fine. I'm just saying.
I tolerate medium rare. I don't celebrate it, though.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I love this thing. I just got my America 250 red, white, and blue version.
Very cool.
Of it. It is very cool. All you do, you just tell the app how you want your meat cooked and stick the probe in there, and boom, you're off and running, whether it's on the grill or, in an air fryer even. I mean, this thing just works, and it's awesome.
No, you don't have to stand over the grill the whole time either. You can light sparklers or M80s or snakes in your front yard. It's all kind of good times fun during the 4th of July, right? And you can get that done, of course. But it's real simple, too, and we'll give you 40% off site-wide. Promo code MBCR. Go to chefiq.com. Promo code MBCR.
All right. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, some good news out of the state of Colorado. The state Supreme Court has unanimously blocked Democrat redistricting efforts, which would have given them three more seats in the House. So the delegation will remain, most likely, 4-4 between Democrats and Republicans.
All right. And with that, we go to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. We go to Seattle. Highland Espresso, new coffee shop in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, recovering. Why? Thieves broke in, stole thousands of dollars worth of equipment. It's tough, too, when you're just starting a business. Lauren Ruiz, who started it, detailed the damage left by the thieves, explaining they used a crowbar to pry open a window and then took about $10,000 worth of stuff. Oh, my gosh, including a very expensive coffee grinder and their sales machine.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She said, I put everything I had into this business, and it's very difficult starting out. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So there are people, coming out and trying to help as best they can. Yeah. They haven't caught these people yet. I'm just throwing it out there. They do. Tie them up. Let the owner maybe a little hot coffee on the legs. I'm asking.
Why not?
You got to stop this for the future.
That's right.
And that's Nimrods in the News.